Thank you, Ryan. It's Bill Lepp. It's Wendy Snyder. And is it already the first Tuesday of the month?
Wendy, it is already the first Tuesday of the month. And Mike McNamara joins us on that first Tuesday every month to talk about the Midwest Independent Film Festival, which is always a treat. But tonight, things are a little different. We talked about this last year at exactly this time of year. You guys do something extremely different on this particular night. What is it, Mike?
Hang on. There you go.
Okay, that sounds better. Tonight is one of our biggest nights of the year. This is our annual pilot showcase. And tonight we have 9 Chicago-made pilots, and we're going to give them to you in 90 minutes. It's a jam-packed lineup. And, I mean, these are all brand-new pilots that nobody has seen from some of the best talent all around Chicago.
Do me a favor, in case somebody's not aware of the terminology.
Yeah, where does it go from here?
Pilot means what,
though? So pilot is kind of a treatment for a TV show. It's kind of saying this is the first episode of a tree.
Kind of thing?
Yeah, in a way. It's usually the first episode of a TV series. So you're saying pilot. Okay, here's the first episode. Do you like it? Okay, well now buy 8 episodes of that or buy 13 episodes of that. And then it goes to series. So
every
you show
year.
A pilot to networks. And then if they say, hey, that sounds really good, then hopefully they produce it and you get to shoot the whole series.
Do we have a rough estimate, Mike, on approximately how many Hollywood sees every year and then whittles it down to maybe 15 or 20? Do we know, even a guess?
That's tough, but it's a very small percentage that actually make it through.
Yeah.
What's cool is now more than ever is the most vibrant time for television because there are so many outlets. You don't just have NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox.
Right.
Now you have
Netflix.
CISO, which is NBC Digital's, this digital platform that you guys probably haven't heard of. You have Netflix, you have Amazon,
Hulu.
I mean, and there's countless others, and they all want original content. Not to mention you have all the History Channel and HGTV. You have so many other networks. So now TV Land, which actually has a Chicago-made series called Teachers on it. So you have all of these series, there's many more opportunities. That's why it's cool that we have 9 Chicago-made pilots that we're going to show you guys tonight. And I actually brought 2 of the pilot creators here with me. If you want me to introduce them?
Please.
So right over here, this is Namdi Ungwe. And he has a – and I said that like it's some –
like it's a fancy
Namdi
dish.
Namdi Ungwe. Yeah.
You said that.
But Namdi has a pilot called Julius. That's a hilarious pilot. And he runs around I.O. and Second City. And we're going to be premiering that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then to his right is Pooja Mohindra. And she has a pilot called Gita's Guide to Moving On. And they're both awesome. They're actually going to be at the New York Television Festival later this month. It's
cool.
The premier pilot showcase in the country. And tonight we're going to show you all of the pilots from Chicago that are going to be in that showcase.
Outstanding. Guys, thanks for being here. Really appreciate it. And congratulations. I know that even though everybody has it in the back of their head, I would love to try this at some point. It's a major undertaking, isn't it?
Oh, thank
yeah.
you. Thank
yeah,
you
thank
for
you.
Having us
yeah.
on.
And yes, it is a lot to balance, like from start to finish, from writing everything to getting schedules in order to shooting, to editing, everything else afterwards.
Finding locations is a big production.
Yeah.
But begging for favors.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that, isn't there?
Yeah.
And like what happens now? You show the pilot, somebody loves it. You got to get to work coming up with more. Do you have that in your head already?
Yes, I do. I definitely have thought about that. That'll be wonderful. But I constantly, I imagine you do the same, constantly just thinking of ideas for not just that, but just a bunch of other things I'd love to do, given the chance.
Can you tell us a little about Julius? What can we expect?
Yes. Julius is basically a service worker here in town, wins a competition to have his life on a reality show, and he's not the most not the best in social situations, and so we just kind of enjoy the awkward moments that he runs into.
It's based on somebody you know, is it?
A little bit of me in there.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. All, but I'm real good in social situations, but he's not the best. So
do you play Julius?
I am Julius. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So that's even another layer. I mean, it's one thing to write this and direct this, but then when you're also starring in it, that makes it even more twisted, doesn't it?
Yeah. So some friends have expressed that you know they feel that it's me and they feel a bit awkward, and I'm like, no, it's just the character.
I have to say that all the time too. Yeah. And next show, I've decided I'm not acting in it. It's much easier. Yeah. It's so much to handle. You might as well just stay behind the camera.
Yeah. And Pooja, tell us a little about Gita's Guide to Moving On, and you got to talk right into that microphone.
I will. Okay. Perfect. Thanks for the advice. It's about an Indian American girl who's madly in love with her Prince Charming, and he dumps her on the day of their engagement party. So she moves in with her Indian parents and learns to move on with the help of her family and her best friend. Not that it's inspired by true events.
No. Yeah.
We weren't going to ask you that.
I just love the look on Wendy's face when you describe
it. And my mom is starring in it.
Your mom's in it?
She's in it. And it didn't start out this way, but as it developed, I incorporated a lot more of my uncles and aunties and my Indian community that I'd grown up with. People just thought that they were so naturally funny, and we've never really seen them on screen. So now I really think they're the stars of the show. So they'll be there tonight at the the Landmark at the screening tonight.
All right, tell us about the screening tonight. What info do we need to know?
Tonight is jam-packed. So doors open at 6 o'clock at Landmark Century Center Cinema. So from 6 to 7:30, we kind of have our pre-show reception, and that is really going to be packed tonight. We're going to have a panel going on in the theater. We have a gentleman named Chris Parrish, who's a screenwriter. He was one of the screenwriters for The King of Queens, that Kevin James show on
Loved
CBS.
Show.
Also worked on Curb Your Enthusiasm. So he's going to be there. Deanna Cooper, executive producer, is going to be there. And PJ Fishwick, who's one of the executive producers of Teachers, they're going to be talking about pitching and packaging your pilot. So that's going to be happening from 6:30 to 7:15 in the theater. And then people are going to be drinking and having fun all around that. Then at 7:30 is when the pilot showcase starts. And again, we have 9 brand new pilots, including, you guys all know Dave Pesquese and TJ Jagodowski, TJ and Dave. This pilot, it's a 12-minute pilot. It literally just got done being edited Friday.
Oh, wow.
So this is the first chance for anybody to see this pilot, including TJ and Dave. And that's one of the 9 pilots that we're going to be showing. After that, we'll have a Q&A with the filmmakers, and we'll party it up. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
So normally, when they make a pilot for television, if a show is a half an hour, it's roughly 21 or 22 minutes. Mm-hmm. As you just mentioned, the one you just mentioned is only 12 minutes. You don't have to do a full length, right? You just give the gist of the idea for the most part, right?
Our show is for digital, I would say this is a web series, and our first show is about 6 minutes.
That's it.
I also want to just throw out, I mean, this is really not just the future, it's the present. This week, Issa Rae's show premieres on HBO called Insecure. It started as a web series. Mm-hmm. She shot it on her iPhone, and, you know, flash forward 3 years later, she's on HBO. And So this is, I feel like, the future of storytelling, the present of storytelling.
Shot it on her iPhone, really?
I met her. I used to live in L.A. I moved back to Chicago to do this kind of work. And I ran into her in Santa Monica at the Santa Monica Pier. I had just seen her second episode. It was shot on an iPhone. And she's been a huge mentor to me. But to watch this trajectory and this year alone, so many shows that we see this season. The general public may not know it, but if you're kind of more in this world, if you know the history of some of these shows that we're going to be seeing, mm-hmm. they started as web series.
And
more Hollywood is finding content this way.
Let's take a quick break and then more discussion about tonight's pilot night for the Independent Film Festival. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN. Plenty of guests in the studio, Namdi Ungwe, Pooja Mohindra, and Mike McNamara. Am I saying that right?
That's
right. We're all here for the pilot night.
Good
at
job,
the Midwest
Bill.
Independent Film Festival.
All right, now pilots, we were just saying last week, I believe, with when we were talking about television, there's a lot to choose from now. There were crappy shows for a while, but now there's almost too much to watch. So you were talking about creating a web series. And you don't need approval. You can just put it out there right now on YouTube, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Namdi's show is on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I think that the internet is not just about a American localized community. It's global and localized. So it's like we get to create shows about Chicago, showcasing Chicago. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if no one else is watching them. if even all of Chicago is watching, we have an audience.
That's true.
And that said, I had mentioned there's a lot of Indian American family stuff going on in Geeta's Guide to Moving On, and we hope that when we release our show that it will speak to people all over the world, South Asians, Asian Americans, and that's really looking at the global world as a full global audience, not just does you know, maybe it'll be relevant to everyone around the world and accessible to everyone around the world.
And you don't need a network to pick you up. You already have these things out and going. But then if a network notices you guys are getting a lot of attention, they're going to say, hey, you know what? Why don't you hop on board with us?
Yeah, because YouTube has the numbers and, you know, they track the eyeballs. So that's it's everything's in the numbers. And yeah, it's the most democratic time to be a storyteller.
Right, right. And another super, super cool thing about doing this is we have a bit more control. Well, we have a lot of all the controls of like if we want to have like certain friends or certain people be part of it in a number of different ways, we get to choose that. And that's a fun way, especially since I do a lot of performing here in town at, at I.O. and in Second City and stuff. I get to pick those people I already know are really talented and nice. So that
and fit the vision of what you have character-wise, too.
Yeah, yeah. So when I'm creating certain things, I can write it with those people in mind.
Now, if you have network affiliation, the trade-off there is that they're going to publicize the show. When you're doing this on your own, though, how do you get the word out that your product even exists?
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of Facebook friends.
Is that what it is? Is it Facebook? Yeah.
But we get,
and
yeah,
Twitter.
All that Twitter, yeah. Facebook,
Instagram.
Twitter, all that stuff. Yeah, yeah.
And when you create good content, it has the opportunity to go viral in, mm-hmm. in a way. I'm not saying that we have no responsibility to market our work. We absolutely do. Mm-hmm. But in the past, when we've both done, Namdi and I have both done digital sketches, so mm-hmm. maybe not a full series. And I found that the one that's gotten the most hits for me, I actually just threw it up and I didn't do anything after that. It just kind of traveled on its own.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what happens when you have something that's people are interested in.
Yeah,
they share it.
Mm-hmm. I think back a couple of years ago, there's these guys, Lonely Island. Most people know Andy Samberg, but his friends also in Lonely Island. So they were just doing kind of digital shorts on the internet, and all of a sudden Saturday Night Live got a hold of them. Two of them went on to be writers and one a performer on the show. That's a nice success story right there.
Yeah. It is, and I think even my mom wants to do an Indian vegetarian cooking. Well, she wants to do a vegetarian cooking show. And this is not even an original idea yet, because she has told me that there are all these people doing cooking shows in their own home, and they have huge audiences.
Oh, there's a ton.
Huge audiences. Yeah. And they're doing it just in their kitchen, but there are people that are interested, and they're not waiting for Hollywood or anyone to greenlight them. They're just doing it because they have something to share.
And there's all kinds. I see even like couples that work out together, do fitness stuff. They have huge, they're just like, hey, John,
that's a different channel.
That's pay-per-view.
Yeah, but people are looking for something, and if it relates to them, they're going to follow it. I mean, I have teenage boys, and one of them follows this, was it iDubbbz or something on YouTube, and it's just a goofy guy who walks through sewers and puts, you know, rotisserie chicken there and go, oh, look, it's so stupid, but they like it, and it's like millions of hits. Yeah. It's unreal to me.
Yeah. And to clarify, though, tonight, we're also going to be showing tonight, I think a 27-minute pilot called Written Off that is fully high production.
It could air tonight.
Ready to go, could air tonight. It's hilarious. It's got Antoine McKay, who was on Empire and Main Stage, Second City guy, and Ira Amex, and Margie Shabazz is one of the producers on it. So that's a high production value one. And then we also have a couple others that are, you know, we're probably made on no budget, and you're going to see kind of a 5-minute preview, you know, pilot for it. So you're going to see the full range tonight. And all of the cool thing is what we're saying is all 9 of these have the potential to go to series. So you're really going to see one that was a 5-minute pilot that was the equivalent of being, you know, shot in the living room on an iPhone kind of thing. And then you're going to see one that they, you know, probably shot for a month and spent 3 months in post and made this beautiful pilot that's ready to show tomorrow.
And so as Pooja just said, it's, you know, you still put your work into it. It's not just because it's up on YouTube.
Oh,
you just slap anything.
I don't even want to say how much production value has gone into it. But the other thing I want to add just about people coming tonight, if you are in the creative community, you have to come tonight, because Mike McNamara and the Midwest Film Festival, what they're doing, he has become a force. Seriously, a force for film and creativity and storytelling in Chicago. I mean, he's not saying it, but I will say it.
He has a presence at
Sundance. He's at Sundance every year doing an event for all Chicago filmmakers and artists. So this is a really not just to showcase and see our pilots, but to connect with other writer creators, people that are making things, telling stories in Chicago, because this is the most exciting time to be in Chicago, and we have an amazing city to shoot in.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, every time I walk down Michigan Avenue, I see someone with a camera, and why wouldn't you shoot it? It's so beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very exciting.
Everyone's so I've told you this, Mike, before. Yeah. Whenever I go, everybody is so supportive of everybody else. You think it'd be a lot more cutthroat, and people are going, no, my work's better than your work. It's not like that.
That
at
would
all.
Just be you.
I would be that.
Yeah, Bill's off in the corner just with some popcorn, huddling the popcorn.
Yeah. That's how I am. But everybody else seems to get along. I don't understand.
Well, very exciting. It's all happening tonight. Give the deets again and where to find the info.
Again, if you want tickets, just head to MidwestFilm.com. We have maybe about 20 tickets left until we're sold out. Run to MidwestFilm.com. And then once we're sold out, we're packed. It's going to be 300 people, lots of creatives, lots of pilots, creators, filmmakers, artists, writers, directors, and just people that love watching stuff on the big screen.
What's wrong with that?
Doors at 6 p.m. at Landmark Century Center Cinema, 2828 North Clark, and find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and we'll see you tonight. It's going to be tons of fun, and it's really going to be just a vibrant, exciting evening tonight.
Nambi, nice meeting you. Pooja, great meeting you.
Thank you.
Best
Thanks
of luck with
us.
This and everything else you guys do. I'm really happy for you.
When they go to series, then you can have them back on for their
All right.
career.
If you need a radio duo in one of these series.
Yes. We're going to hold you to that.
That was nice. You got it. Mike, great to see you. Thanks so much.
You too.
A quick break, then we'll find out what Steve has next on the Wintrust Business Launch. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.